Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BD Entrick. Hope you guys are having a great week so far. Spring training is wrapping up. By the time you listen to this, we should have one MLB game in play as the Seoul Series kicks off or throws the first pitch at 6 Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific time. I'll be sleeping through that, but hopefully you guys are enjoying that. I'll recap that on tomorrow's show. But today, I'm going to get you caught up on the news and notes from Tuesday and get you ready for the fantasy baseball season. Some of the more recent news and notes, some big reliever things. We've already had Devin Williams go down with a back injury. We had Johan Duran yesterday go down with his injury. Now, Jordan Romano of the Toronto Blue Jays, he is out with elbow inflammation. MRI showed no structural damage. He's going to receive an anti-inflammatory injection. So Romano will likely start the season on the IL and will be reevaluated as the swelling goes down. Hopefully not too much, but anytime you hear elbow issues, you have to be slightly concerned, of course. And then you'd think with Romano out, Eric Swanson would be the next man in line in the Toronto back into that bullpen. Yeah, not so fast, my friends, as Swanson will also likely start the season on the IL as he's diagnosed with right forearm tightness. Swanson's MRI came back clean as well. He'll be shut down for a few days before further testing to see what to do with Eric Swanson. So with Romano out, with Swanson out, the likely move for now for the Toronto Blue Jays would be Jimmy Garcia. That should be a fun one as well, as Jimmy's shown some nice bullpen work, never been a full-time closer. We've seen times in other locations for Garcia to become a decent closer, and even last year he had a 22.7% K to walk, which is pretty substantial with decent ratios as well. So for now, you can take a peek at Jimmy Garcia in the back end of that Toronto bullpen and see where things go from there. Kevin Gausman, more Toronto Blue Jays news. Kevin Gausman, he's been rehabbing from his shoulder soreness issue earlier in camp. He's been throwing some bullpens. He's scheduled to throw a two-inning sim game on Wednesday. I'll give you the information on how that goes on tomorrow's show. But for now, that is good news for Kevin Gausman as he's recovering well. If all goes well in the two-inning sim game, he should potentially have a Grapefruit League start maybe this week and most likely early next week. And if that goes well, the Jays will decide either to bring him with the big club for a shortened first start or keep him in extended spring training for another start or two to get him fully stretched out for the regular season. At worst, I see Gausman missing maybe one or two starts for the Jays. Feels a lot like the Zach Wheeler incident we saw a year ago, and he turned out just fine. So I'm still drafting Kevin Gausman. I'm buying the dip in ADP and enjoying Gausman as my ace or even an SP2, depending on how you approach starting pitchers in your fantasy drafts. Eduardo Rodriguez of the Arizona Diamondbacks, a pitcher I've been very invested in this draft season, took a bit of a hit on Tuesday. He made his warm-up pitches in the second inning, and before he started the second inning, he left with a trainer. Erod was diagnosed with a left lat tightness, which is never a good thing. It's like almost like as bad as oblique situations. Lat's almost worse at times. But manager Tony Lovullo, after the game, seemed quite optimistic as more work on Erod showed. He might not even need imaging for this. It might just be kind of almost cramp-related, which is weird. But we'll see as time tells, and might get more news on Wednesday to decide the future of Erod this season. If he's good to go, then obviously we're still on board with Erod. But if it's a more serious lat injury, not good at all. Not good at all. Stop me if you've heard this report before. Kenley Jansen got scratched from his scheduled outing on Tuesday. This is a trend going forward with Jansen. We already talked about how he's running out of time to join the rotation or the back end of the bullpen on opening day. If he doesn't get back in there real soon, it is a done deal. He will start the season on the IL. So we'll continue to monitor that situation. And as I've been telling y'all, draft Chris Martin late in drafts. You might have to draft him a little earlier now as the Jansen news gets worse and worse. So hopefully you jumped on that when you could. Boston Red Sox, Brian Bello was a Bay on fantasy teams last year, and he should be again this year. The Red Sox announced Brian Bello as the opening day starter for the team. That's big stuff. He already got the bump with the extension earlier this season off of preseason spring training, and now he's going to be the ace of the Red Sox staff. So great things for Brian Bello. Jose Urquidy, who left his recent start with elbow forearm issues, is determined he will start the season on the IL, but the MRI showed no damage to his UCL. He has just forearm inflammation, which will shut him down for 10 to 15 days before the Astros reevaluate Urquidy and get a game plan on when to potentially bring him back. I will not be drafting Jose Urquidy as I'm still terrified of this situation. Luis Rengifo of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, a player I've been heavily invested in this draft season, he pulled up with a hamstring injury on Tuesday, running out of ball to first base, pulled up lame after crossing the base, left the game. Not great considering he had the same injury early in February. So something to monitor. The fact it came back again, soft tissue injuries, we talked about this. Never good. Hopefully it's minor, but for a guy that we like his speed to have these hamstring issues, it's not great to see at all. Talked about this recently, but we got more news on Brandon Williamson of the Cincinnati Reds on Tuesday. He will start the year officially on the IL with his shoulder injury. He'll be shut down for a few days with no timetable to return as they'll continue to evaluate the shoulder situation. This locks Andrew Abbott into the rotation for the Cincinnati Reds, and they'll probably do a few more things to the back end as the season gets closer. Alex Cobb, who's been one of my favorite late-round darlings in DCs, even more so. I have a lot of Alex Cobb shares, second most rostered player I have on the NFBC. He was supposed to, originally after his hip surgery, was supposed to return in the middle of the season. I've been noticing he's been, you know, rehabbing much better, and it's gotten so good that on Friday he's expected to throw three innings against the Chicago Cubs. This is big. That means he's real close to being stretched out. He could return like by mid-April, which would be great for Alex Cobb. It would be great for the Giants to join that rotation. Keep stashing Cobb on your teams. Some more Giants news. Jung-Hoo Lee, who's been dealing with a hamstring soreness over the last week, he ran the bases on Tuesday. If all goes well, on Wednesday he'll rejoin the lineup and be good to go for the Gigantes. Last but not least, Jordan Westberg of the Baltimore Orioles left Tuesday's game after getting hit on the elbow by a pitch. All reports say nothing to be worried about. Could even return on Wednesday, but something to monitor. Maybe he wakes up, things feel a little iffy. I'd still be a little speculative here, but not too concerned. If Westberg gets, you know, this becomes worse for Westberg, that opens the door for one Kobe Mayo for the Baltimore Orioles, a thing that many have been hoping for with the slew of talent, prospect talent, especially with the Baltimore Orioles. All righty, that'll wrap up our news and notes from the day, a lot less than the day before, but we'll keep you updated on all that going forward. And before we talk about the highlights of the day, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great, but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Let's talk about some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Tyro Estrada, 3-for-3, home run, triple, 3 runs, 4 RBIs. He is rounding into form. I've been a big proponent of Estrada for years now, loving the ADP at about 145 in NFBCOCs right now. Second base shortstop eligible, power, speed, all the good stuff there. Love seeing him get going here at the end of spring, heading into the season. Jazz Chisholm of the Miami Marlins, a guy that we've always thought has 30-30, 30-40 type appeal if he could ever stay healthy. He's healthy right now. That's all we can ask for. And on Tuesday, Chisholm went 2-for-3 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Monster game for Jazz Chisholm. Just stay healthy, big man. Last but not least, little one off the radar here for you, Aaron Hicks. Remember the Angels signed him earlier this preseason? Well, playing pretty good this spring. Hicks went 2-for-2 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. That'd be 2 solo shots, folks. He also walked twice and stole 2 bases. So a nice little game there for Aaron Hicks. He's having a nice spring. Talked about him on some of my other shows as a late-round DC target, potential 15-team outfielder. He's an injury away from really good playing time. We saw Hicks blossom with Baltimore last year when he left the Yankees. There's still some talent in that bat, so don't sleep on Aaron Hicks in deeper formats, or at worst, keep him in mind when you need to stream outfielders in the right matchups for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. I don't have them because you got the Plus Pitch podcast by Nick Pollock. Go check that over there. That's all you need to know. Plus Pitch podcast. Nick gets you updated every single day. All the spring training things you need to know from the mound. Plus his SP roundup will get you going, ready for the main pitchers, the off-the-wall pitchers, everyone you need to, even some Cole Reagans, Jackson Joe, who knows. The guys Nick loves, he'll talk about on the Plus Pitch podcast and the SP Roundup. So go check all that out right there. That'll do it, folks. A quickie for you here on Wednesday. Before we head on here, remember, pitcherlist.com. Go check out all the good stuff over there, including PL Plus and PL Pro. Sign up. You won't regret it. Gets you in the awesome Discord. Got more podcasts coming your way, some more potential video stuff coming your way. You get your front of the line for all the things coming your way at pitcherlist.com. Content galore over there. So don't miss out. Check it out. You will not regret it. That'll do it, folks. Hope you guys enjoy game one of the MLB season over in Korea. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap game one of Korea, talk more spring training news, get you ready for the days ahead. But for now, this is your First Pitch podcast, Wednesday, March 20th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.